Welcome to episode 110 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Hey guys, so we did not spin for Queen's Blade for Category Q because it's the only...
We never spin
for only anime in the category.
We're biased about towards this
It was
show.
The OVA. I thought it was a 6-episode OVA. Apparently it's a 4-episode and then a 2-episode.
Okay.
Not that it really matters. It's a set... Even though...
To be fair though...
It's two different OVAs, it's the same thing.
The first episode and the last episode seem separate from the four in the middle. Because the four in the middle seem to follow one coherent storyline. It followed the maid and... The big titty rabbit girl.
Did it?
Yeah.
Four of them?
Four straight, yeah. I mean, different characters showed up and
took precedent. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But they were all in those four episodes.
I gotcha.
But the first episode and the last episode had none of those characters.
You know what I found was really interesting is that Lena was in almost none of this.
Right. So I want to point out real quick, this OVA bridges the second and third season, and this is a return to form because the third season was kind of bland.
Yes.
And this was the Queen's Blade we remember.
Titties everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was in the other one, too, but...
You know who also wasn't in it at all? Risty.
Yeah, Risty, well...
Like, she didn't even make an appearance, I don't think.
No, but she's the first person that shows up in the end credits.
Yeah. It's weird that she doesn't show up at all, but I think just about everyone else... Even Lena shows up in the first episode a little bit at the end, but that's it. But Risty didn't show up at all.
Yeah, Risty...
And she was pretty monumental in the first season, or at least the first... X amount of episodes in the first season.
Risty the Benevolent Bandit.
Yeah.
She also wasn't very prevalent. She showed up for like one episode in the third season, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's really odd. I guess popularity of characters.
I guess. I mean, it makes sense why some are more popular than others.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, you know what? I was wrong. It's three episodes straight, not four, because the second episode is actually something different now that I remember. After going through it.
No, I'm sorry.
Alright, the first episode is... I don't remember Lena's sister's name.
The Lightning Captain?
Not...
Something like that.
Not Claudette. The other one. The lesbian one.
Oh, right. The one that wants to screw her sister.
Yeah, the ancestral one.
Mm-hmm. Her younger sister, not her older sister.
Yeah, I don't remember her name. But anyway, the first OVA is her getting captured by an army... And Echidna, Snake Lady for Underwear,
yes,
is working for the other side. And they
captures her. And
hangs her up. And she says, and she just hangs there. She says she can escape, but she's going to stay here until Lena comes and rescues her.
She says she can escape, but it's like, it's implied that she actually can't. Because she's incompetent. But she's really not incompetent. She's a good warrior.
Yeah. I mean, and she's determined. She says, Lena's going to save me. She's going to kiss me and everything's going to... Whatever. She's going to kiss me and everything's going to be perfect.
Christ, yeah.
And the whole episode, it's just that.
For the most part, yeah. Well, the Snake Lady said that she was, in X amount of days, she would be...
Executed.
Right. And Lena, and the lady was saying, Lena would show up by then.
Yeah, and it's pretty much just them talking and her saying...
Yeah, and it's just dialogue.
And her...
For damn near all of it.
And then...
Titties, but, you know, dialogue for damn near all of it. I mean, the snake molested her for a few minutes.
Yeah. Of course it did. There's a lot of molestation.
Queen's Blade. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's Queen's Blade.
But you know, that's really it. And then at the end of the episode, she's about to be executed. Lena shows up, destroys the f-ing army,
of course.
And the Snake Lady was like, right before she showed up to save her, was like, "Hey, I'm done. I'm just gonna stay here and watch. You want to escape? Go ahead. I don't. You know, I'm not gonna stop you."
Yeah,
now.
She got paid already, so
but that was it. She saved her, and then. You know, they had some weird ancestral moments.
Right. She says, she gets, can I ask, keeps asking, can I have one more favor? And they're like in a bath, and then they're in bed.
You know,
naked.
She showed, they showed right before that, that Lena, in the childhood, Lena wanted to stop taking baths together, etc.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
So that's all she wants now. So they take a bath together. She sleeps in her arms, which really means she shoves her face in between her tits when she's asleep, and they sleep naked. Of course. Well, I mean, who wears clothes when they're sleeping with a sibling?
Right. But, you know, at the end, Lena has given up being the queen at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on her journey.
She's super strong now.
I don't remember.
Even though for most of the show, she's super weak.
But by the end, she was really super strong.
Sort of.
But, I don't know where how she gets her narcolepsy that she has in the third season, because that doesn't come in.
Yeah, I don't know.
But... She goes on her way, and she tells Claudette, the sister, to go help her other sister, Claudette, who's now queen, mm-hmm. which leads into the third season. And then Echidna, Snake Lady, leaves, and that's the end of the first OVA.
Mm-hmm.
The second OVA was the Elf Girls.
Yeah. That's probably the one I paid the most attention to be honest. I don't know why.
Okay.
God, I'm just throwing it out there.
So, the Elf Captain and then the staff...
Forest Girl, I forget her name. Yeah. Something of the Forest.
Something of the Forest.
Well, they're traveling back to their town?
The forest, yeah.
And they're doing it slowly, and they make a stop at a beach.
Well, yeah, they're going back, and the captain's just going to try and convince the elders to take back the other elf. I don't remember why she was expelled.
Yeah, I don't know either, but she was training with her.
But yeah, so they're at a beach, and it's just them in bikinis and stuff. They play beach volleyball at one
point. Yeah, and titties pop out, of course, swimming naked. Uh-huh. Of course.
And then, you know, the captain is like, I'm really happy here. Maybe we should just stay here together forever and not go home. And then Nightfalls. And the other girl, the staff one, has this glowing, was looking for a rock under the water and goes diving in the water and gets swept away by currents.
Random tides they have, apparently.
Yep, that sweeps her to the other side of the lake where she meets the tentacle girl.
Fire something?
Yeah.
The girl that's possessed by the staff.
That, you know.
That gives her full control of fire or something. Fire master.
By, you know, raping her mouth.
Yeah, raping her mouth. Weird. But she's in control of her body most of the time. So she makes her a fire, makes her some seaweed soup, apparently. She's warming her up and feeding her, and the elf captain is looking for her. Eventually finds her, is like freaking out, like, what are you doing with her?
Yeah.
She's dangerous. Let's go.
And then the staff wakes up.
Rapes her mouth, and they fight.
And then they fight. And
eventually, the staff figures out that the girl that it's possessing is not strong enough, so she goes after the captain. Starts raping the captain's mouth.
Uh-huh. And then the other elf girl saves her, and they defeat the fire lady, and
the captain releases her. Releases the forest girl and says, there's nothing left for me to teach you.
Not really.
At the end.
What really happens is she decides she's going to go her own way, and the captain just accepts it, essentially, by giving her a 100.
Yeah, because she's been giving her points up till now.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand why.
It's just a basic Queensblade character quirk. They all have that one character quirk.
So that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Right. And then we go into the third one where Bunny Girl's being tortured by the swamp witch, who we still have not met.
Yes.
But she's being tortured by her.
Meanwhile, Maid Wraith Ghost is being a maid to...
The armorer's son and armor.
Yeah, the ridiculous giant breast armor. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're okay, but the swamp witch's spell? Something draws her back to the swamp, and then...
Well, before that, though, she was, like, being tempted by sucking the soul out of the kid.
Yeah, there was a little bit of...
She's like, it's probably so delicious. She's like, no, what am I doing?
Yeah, it was a little bit... I don't know what the opposite of lolly is, because isn't...
I don't know. I don't know if that's specific to girls or not.
I thought it was specific to girls.
I don't know enough about that genre.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we'll Google that later.
No, probably not.
We definitely will, by the time this review comes out. And TJ can hook that up.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen. Not doing it with this one.
I do not want that in my search history.
Exactly.
But yeah, she gets pulled back to the underworld.
No, the swamp.
It's not really quite the underworld. But the swamp is protected. It's like, it's encased.
Yeah, but not really. It's just
sort of
dead land.
Yeah. But there's something on the roof. Some weird goopy orange yellow shit.
I don't know. I didn't notice.
Yeah, anyway. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And... That's pretty much the episode. They're like, they torture her, the maid, for a little while, and they accept that they got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that one ends. And then the fourth episode is them being sent to grab the Egyptian queen that they resurrected in the first.
Menace? I don't know.
Menace sounds right.
Something like that. It might be Menace. Anyway, Egyptian queen lady.
Right. And that. So, apparently the Egyptian queen lady had raised her city again, and she's got followers and stuff, and the dwarf girl was there selling weapons, and then after they talk for a little bit, and she says, alright, I'm gonna go see Claudette, and that leads into that third season, that really doesn't, which you would think we get a proper third season, but that third season really doesn't connect all that well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. end.
The fourth episode is with the priestess doing the poses, right? Then the angel.
Oh, yeah,
I think the last two or three episodes is about them.
Oh, no, that was the third
episode. No, the last two, four and five are about that. And I'm sorry. Six is about the...
No, the third episode where they're being tortured, the angels send the priestess to the swamp.
Yes.
And they have a fight, and then...
With her holy poses.
Right. With her holy poses. And then they... So it ends up being a stalemate, and then the fourth episode, they get sent after Menace. And then, you know, Menace doesn't want to come back, but neither does Bunny Girl. So they just pretty much lounge around. It's just an excuse to show off Naked Girls for a half hour. And then they fight at the end, and only the...
There's a bit of more of a stalemate.
Yeah. Only the maid and the Bunny Girl go back.
Yeah, there was a whole Fallen Angel thing going on. But,
that's the fifth episode.
Okay.
Yeah, the fifth episode, the Angel Girl that was, you know, tasked with, like, over the whole Queen's Blade that we were introduced to, tries to steal grapes from God.
I forget the name of the grape, but if you eat the grape, you get any wish you want.
Right. And since she tried to steal the grapes, one got, you know, loose and fell into her shirt, of course.
Which, did we see it fall into her shirt? Or yes. I didn't see that. I just saw it come out of her shirt when she was being tickled, tortured.
Yeah, no, it fell into her shirt. But she gets cast out of heaven as a fallen angel.
Because she just sucks at her job.
Uh-huh. And then the...
Falls into the swamp instead of hell for some reason.
No. She was going to hell, but then the Wraith girl... Wraith maid girl and the buddy soul are fallen, so they grabbed her before she could go down.
Okay. And they quote-unquote torture her for a bit, and she comes up with some stupid lies. They're like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. So they continue to torture her, but they leave, so it's like an auto-torture, I guess. And the Great comes out, she eats it, her wings turn black, she becomes
a fallen
omnipotent, man. Essentially.
Right. And she the whole episode, what she wants is a harem. So
she convinces the Wraith girl and the boo titty girl to give her a harem. There's a bunch of guys giving her massages and shit.
Yep.
Which is like the most we see men
in
this entire show.
Yeah, I know.
Really weird.
It's very rare to see a guy in the show.
Fully clothed.
Yep.
And that kind of ends with a big fight between her and the priestess, the holy pose girl.
Yep. And
which is a bit of a stalemate. And then
the fallen angel destroys the swamp, which is castle.
Yeah.
And then she wakes up in heaven and says, oh, that was our plan. We just wanted you to fall so you would destroy the Swamp Witch's castle. I was like, bullshit.
That is not... You're just like... You're just saying that to get in trouble.
Exactly. But yeah, so everything all works out in the end.
And then the fifth last episode.
Is the priestess.
Yes, with the sword.
And the former queen.
Yes.
Which I didn't recognize it was her.
Until, I did recognize her, but I... kind of fell asleep during this episode.
Well, anyway, the former queen is...
I knew it would happen again. Sorry.
Former queen is still searching for her sister, so they're going back to the priestess's homeland, and ninjas attack the ship. They're on. They get shipwrecked. Some old lady says, they lost all their money and stuff, so she'll put them up for a night, but she has to, you know, help her out at their inn. It turns out to be a prostitution place.
Of course.
You know, and the priestess is like, she's the conservative of the Queen's Blade world.
You know, you always see her titties.
And she's like, she beats up her attacker, and then she goes in and saves the former queen. And the former queen's, I actually kind of like what was happening, but okay. And then they continue on, and meanwhile, there's a cult burning naked women to ashes to bring back the other fallen, the archangel enemy from the second season. And they end up getting the former queen, and she becomes the old queen, and then there's a fight between the priestess and the old queen, and the priestess's dead friend comes back as a ghost.
Yeah, there's a lot of craziness.
So, it's a bunch of
weird... But eventually, the ghost thing is slain, and the queen's fine. She doesn't have her eye patch thingy on anymore.
Right, well, and apparently for some reason the Swamp Witch cursed the priestess... And she's slowly going blind, and by the end of the episode, she is blind. Mm. And so the former queen takes her hand and leads her away, and they're holding hands, going to the next city. And all these episodes are just, I guess, well, they're OVAs, but they're like lead-ins for the third season that feel unfulfilled because the third season was just not good.
Yeah. Oh, what are you going
to do? It was a return to form, but it made me miss that, you know.
Yes.
That we didn't get that third season that we should have.
Yeah. It's Queensblade.
Yeah, it's Queensblade.
It is what it is. But, you know, there's more. Apparently the manga is still being written, so there could be another season at some point.
I don't know. It's just, we've been talking about this for 4 seasons now on our show. Mm-hmm. There's really not much else to say about it. I mean,
it's a, you know, it's a show about crazy fights, poorly written dialogue, and tits. That's what the show is.
And shock value.
Yeah, they try the shock value. You get used to it after, like, the first episode with the acid tits. After that, I feel like it's, I don't want to say downhill, but you can't really shock me after that.
Yeah, no, it really draws you in with that first one. It was like, you have to show everybody this one. You look at this crazy-ass show. Now it feels like we're wrapping up something, you know, after all this time.
Something epic.
Yeah.
It's the closing of a chapter.
Apparently.
In this podcast. Yeah, it is what it is. It's
It knew what it wanted to be.
Yeah. Nothing special, but, you know, porn. Not porn, but it wanted to appeal to young men.
Oh, yeah, easily. There's not a single guy in this show.
There's only one show that reminds me of this, and I saw a single episode of it. I don't remember the name of it, but essentially the main character, who was a teenage boy, would get powers from drinking breast milk from women. Like, obviously from the teat. So, you know, some crazy fight would start happening. He'd be like, all right, let me suck your titty. It's stupid. But, like, the shock value of that reminds me of this.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the OVAs weren't bad. Better than the third season, but the first and second season were still probably better.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, there's nothing to compare to but Queen's Blades, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, for comparing it against Queen's Blade, I'd say it's average. Yeah. First and second season were better, third season was worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-6.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even worth a rating at this point, because you either like Queen's Blade or you don't. Yeah,
but we gotta rate against all the other Queens. Season 1, Season 2, this, then Season 3.
Yeah, of course. It goes right in order. We should have watched this first, but it wasn't in that one.
Yeah, we didn't know. Yeah. Not that it matters. This is probably how it was released. Yeah. You could look it up, but I'm not going to. So let's spin for Category R. You ready?
I'm waiting on you.
There's a lot of R.
There is a lot of R.
Rainbow Days? Is that what we got?
Rainbow Days.
Ooh, that could be. That name worries me a little bit.
Does it?
I feel like it's going to be about children.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
Depends on whether it's about 5 episodes.
Boys.
Comedy, romance, school, sojo, slice of life. 5 episodes. Slice of life.
5 episodes. Wow, that is short. How'd you know it was 5?
I looked on the right.
God damn it, you always do that.
But before we even do anything, actually look it up and make sure it's actually 5 episodes, not in the middle of something.
Oh, you know what, man? Because that does look pretty new.
Yeah.
Let's look that up.
Because we might have to spin again.
That's a good call. I guess I should go to Wikipedia, right? Anime television series. No, it ran from 2016 to 2016. 24 episodes.
Yeah, I see 24 there. We only got 5 in ours.
That's weird. I'm going to pause because I actually want to do a tiny bit of research here and I don't want to have a ton of dead air. Be right back.
So, apparently, we can only 5 episodes are dubbed and it's a 24-episode anime from what we can find.
It came out in 2016, so all 24 episodes are out. I can't figure out if those 5 episodes are fan-dubbed because I found evidence that it's been fan-dubbed, or if it's being released currently dubbed. I can't really figure it out. We'll look into it more. And if it's being released now officially, you know, on a weekly basis, we'll just wait till it's done. We'll do it then.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not, we don't watch it.
I think
it.
It's a fan dub, though.
We don't watch it unless it's dub, and we're not going to just watch 5 episodes of a show that's not complete.
Yeah, we can't finish it, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's being officially dubbed and it's being released on a weekly basis, or if it's on another site, we'll figure it out. If not, if it's the fan dub, we'll probably mention it at some point and just let you know. Yeah. So we're going to respin.
Yeah, essentially.
All right, guys, here we go. Rifle is beautiful. That sounds a little worrisome too. Could be anything.
Rifle is beautiful.
I mean, what else would I expect from the box art? Bunch of girls holding rifles. Comedy school slice of life, 12 episodes, and a 7.5 episode, which is probably just a recap. It's usually what they are. rifle shooting sports are competitive activities testing accuracy and precision using a rifle. In Japan, carrying a firearm is prohibited. So most of the participants are members of the defense force. When the use of rifles using a light beam instead of real bullets as ammunition became common, rifle shooting competitions became accessible to the younger population, giving way to school contests. First-year high school student and marksmanship enthusiast Hikari Kokura has just transferred to Chidori High School. She tries to join the club of her choice, but finds out that the club no longer exists due to the low popularity of the sport. Distraught, she tries to restore the club and somehow manages to recruit three other members, her childhood friend Izumi Shibusawa and the half-Russian Erika Minohama, and the stoic Yukio Igarashi. This marks the beginning of the Chidori Rifle Shooting Club, who have only one goal, to compete on the national stage.
This reminds me of the bow and arrow episode.
A little bit, but this is probably going to be more hijinks.
Yeah, more...
Less slowly paced, monotone.
More Battleship Girls.
Yeah, like a little bit more in that direction.
Yeah.
They all look like they're 12. That's fantastic. You know, normally Slice of Life does as good. I don't think it's going to do as good this time.
No, because I don't think it's really a slice of life.
I mean, I guess slice of life? It's, you know, someone's daily routine.
Yeah, right? But this feels more like a sports thing, but it does, since it's rifles, they can't really classify it as a sports thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because it's going to follow all those stupid sports tropes. You know it is.
I'm sure. Yeah, this is probably terrible. Anyway, guys, next episode, Rifle is Beautiful.
All right. Bye.